Let's bow together in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for all the gifts that you give us. For the beautiful day. For the opportunity to serve this church, Lord, I thank you. Surely, and I thank you. You've let us be here for 6 years. And it has been a joy and a blessing and a challenge. Father God, we ask you to be with Leggett Marsh, to continue his healing, to hold him up, to strengthen him. Father God, we thank you for Joyce and her family and all that are here this morning, that they could be here, that they could be here to visit them. Father God, we ask you to be with Kathy. We thank you that her test came out okay, and we ask you to strengthen her and bring her back to us soon. For Brenda's son, Clayton, who is struggling with complications from his surgery, Father God, we ask you to be with Brenda and with Clayton to heal him and to help her and to get them through this difficult time. Father God, we thank you for the help and the donations to Janice's granddaughter, the opportunity to show her the light of your love through our love and our willingness to share. For Tom and having come through his heart cath okay, and for all of the health struggles that he has overcome with your help, Lord, we thank you for keeping him with us and for the work that he does. Father God, we ask you to be with Pam, who's struggling with a new diagnosis of diabetes. Calm her fears, give her the information and the people that she needs to help her understand that while this may be a challenge and a struggle, it is not a diagnosis of an end. Father God, we thank you for Hal Casey and the strength that you have given him to help him finish his classes in spite of his losses. We ask you to be with Barbara, who's struggling with family issues. We thank you, Lord, for Jessica and the young adult that she is becoming, and for her promotion and for her commitment to continue to grow and strengthen, and for her commitment to continue in her faith. Father God, I ask you to be with Britt and with the Hispanic ministry and with Adrian and with all of those who have come through this church to find you, Lord, to find your love, to find your peace, to find your joy. Father God, we seek to be a light into the world, and you have placed us here to be here, to show your love here, to show your love to this community and to this neighborhood and to these people. Father God, we thank you for grandparents and for those who have grandparents living. We thank you for that wonderful gift of knowing generations of our family and how your love and your peace come down through those generations. Father God, for all of those in need, we ask your blessing and your generosity. Help us to be examples of your love in our giving, that those in need will find what it is that they need, even if it's not always what they want. For those unspoken prayers, Lord, that we don't know how to say, don't know how to share, hear our hearts. You know our minds. You know our lives. Hear those things that are so deep in our souls that we cannot speak them. Touch us. Open us up. Let the light of your love shine through the darkness, that even our deepest pain can be brought into the light, cleansed and shared and overcome. Father God, we thank you for all the youth that we have had a chance to work with and the blessings that you have bestowed upon them. They are our future, Lord. Father God, we ask you to be with our country and with our leadership, that we may be an example of your peace and your love, an example of your willingness to forgive, an example of your joy. Father God, we thank you for being able to serve this church. Shirley and I thank you for the opportunity to be here. We thank you for the struggles that we have gone through, that we have learned from, and that hopefully our sharing has helped others learn from. Father, in all things, we seek to be your people. We seek to do your will. We seek to be like your Son who gave his very life that we might have life. And so we pray the prayer that he taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.